Okay, people, how y'all doing? So we back at it. I know I kind of miss some days, you know, a couple of weeks, because it's been a busy couple of weeks. The past two has been busy for me. That's why I missed it. Like I was supposed to record every week, but the past two is I didn't record nothing because it's been busy. From like, we had our party on March 10th, then we had to go to Miami last week. Which is like a whole story for a whole different episode, a whole different day. So I just want to come back, check in back, chill. Just how y'all doing? Y'all doing good. Because I'm doing good. Because I keep pushing, I keep going up battles, whatever. Life is throwing at me, you know what I'm saying? I'm still going to go, still going to move on. And keep fighting till the end. Hope y'all doing the same too. So, let me just give a quick rundown of the past 2 weeks. So we had our Afro Collision 4. It was 4 in Baltimore. It was good. It was very good. It wasn't as we expected it to be, but it was very good. And then the next couple of days, we went out of Miami, which was very good too. It's very fun too. It's not perfect, but that's the thing. Like, it wasn't perfect, but it was good. We had fun, we enjoyed, you know what I'm saying? We made memories. So, but we're back now. Back to reality, back on the grind too. So today is Monday. I decided to have some little time because I have time tomorrow, Tuesday. I'm off, so I'm like, let me just record tonight because I was supposed to actually record tomorrow. But let me do it tonight and just get it out of the way. So how is it going with you people, man? I hope you are doing good, man. This is March. March might be over too. March might be over, like, by next we'll be in April. So we're going to be in the fourth month. So you see, the year is going by fast. It's running down fast, man. I'm telling you. It's running down fast. So, hope we're all working on ourselves to get better each and every day. Each and every day working to get better. Hope we are doing that. Because the time is not waiting for you. So don't wait for no time. Whatever you want to do, get it done. That's not the point. I'm facing it. I'm always looking for the perfect time, the best time. That's not best time. That moment right there, thought about doing it, do it right there. Get knock it out of the way. So before we go further, like ahead, right? Before we go any further, that's a song, right? I know you guys must have known this already, or must have like seen on the trending already. So this Future, right? Album, Future Metro album that dropped, just came out. And the song in the album, that's all the song I listened to in the whole album. Except the other song was Rick Ross, but that's all my song. And the thing about this song is that I seen it in a YouTube Shorts video. I'm gonna play the YouTube Shorts video for y'all first so y'all can hear it, right? Ever since, I seen that YouTube Shorts video, it been stuck in my head. So when the album dropped, I was like, shit, and that's the first I'm gonna look for. And I saw that song. That song was like, God, that song good, bro. That song was good. Hold on, give me a second, I'll pull it up for y'all. I listen to the shorts first. We're gonna listen to the YouTube Shorts first. So listen to them.
Hey, before y'all get out of here, bro, just play that
So I really like this song. I like the beat. So me, I like the song. Beside, like, me liking the song is different from what the song is trying for. So I just like the beat. I like that right there, right? But the song is trending right now. The whole trying to consider the song because of the future in the song, bro, which is Kendrick Lamar, bro. He came on the song while he was going off. He was going straight off, man. This man was like spitting bars. He was beefing with everybody else, man. He said the big tweets. He fucked the big tweets. All the big me. Come on, man. Like, God damn, bro. That was cool, man. But I actually just like the song. I like the song, the beat. Like, just the beat. I like the beat. The beat is fire, man. That beat go hard, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. That beat go hard. So, I like the beat. So, let's go into the song now and then. But Kedda went off, man. He was beefing with these people, man. So, that's like, because of the beefing, right? Because of him, like, dissing Drake and who else? What's his name? J. Cole. So, everybody else was like, oh, shit. So, that's why it transferred them. But me, I like the song beside that. I like the song because of the beat. Just the beat. And I was like, yo, I can't wait to play this. Like, blow my speakers off with this song in the car, bro. So let's get it. So hold on, let me see. Let's see. Where you at? 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 Let's go. Y'all ready? Let's get it. Feel this. Yeah.
To the code, all these hoes for the street. I put in her nose, it's gon' make up pussy loose. Pussy niggas told ain't gon' wake up at they sleep. You can't hear that switch, but you can't hear them niggas scream. All my hoes do strongs, nigga, all my hoes who call. 20 carat ring, I put my fingers down her throat. If I lose a carat, she might choke. I know she gon' swallow, she'll go. Free band, nigga, bring the racks in. Got the shooters in the corner, light the pack. Cushions out of bitch, she a trap, yeah. That's that shit that get you put up out the station. And the model's still the same. Fall like I won a championship game. You know these hoes hungry, they gon' fuck for a name. I put her on the game, she get fucked for a chain. Got your girl in this bitch, she twirling on the dick. I got syrup in this bitch, turn up in this bitch. And it's about the herbs in this bitch, you murdered in this bitch. All these pointers on me, baby, you know it's game time. Spring a friend, bitch, we fuck them at the same time. I'm a different nigga, no, we not the same kind. You can have that look, bitch, you ain't mine. Young dope, villa selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young thug, nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you on go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that.
These niggas.
Alright, listen. I'm just stopping right there before we go into K Dot's verse, right? You know what I'm saying? So I could just. So first of all, I'd have no right to the song, right? So this music playing. But yeah, the song is. It's like, I don't know how to describe it, man. But this is the other song I listened to. Yesterday was Sunday, right? Yeah. I was at work, right? The whole day. I was playing the song on repeat. Repeat after repeat. Just the beginning of the song. That's nice. Excuse me. That goes hard. That was hard. But yeah.
I just like the song natural, but then I went into social media, man. This song was popping. Why? Not because, okay, it's a good song, no, like that. It's because Kendrick Lamar was dissing Drake and Joko. You know how big Drake is, man. Drake is just big, man. He just, you can't really, like, explain how big Drake is, right? So, him going off of Drake and then the person next to Drake, Joko, man. And the thing is, I don't really understand why he dissed them, because literally, Joko was talking about, oh, they the big three, right? Like, he was giving accolades to all two of them, right? So, why is somebody giving accolades to all y'all, right? And then you come up like, okay, you know what, fuck the two of y'all. I'm the best. I'm the big one. Like, I don't really understand it, but, like, okay, let's get into it right now. So, that's the reason why this song was trending, but I like that song, man.
I was like, ever since I saw the user shots, right? That thing being stuck in my head, just a dun 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 dun.
And it's nice. And then the song came out. It was really nice. All right, let's go into Kato's verse, man. Yelling son. Tell me what you think.
Out of they neck, don't pull no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for threats. Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Hey, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but it cannot be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak this. And first person shooter, I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with a stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom. I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived my Jack. Nigga, boom. All your dogs getting buried. That's a K with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
That's it, man. That's a club, man. Go listen to the album. Is it We or I Don't Trust You? I think it's We or We, I Don't Trust You. I don't really know the album, but Metro Boomin, Future. So you think you should go and check it out. But yeah, man, let's get back to business, but I just wanted to share that with y'all. Let's get back to business, okay? So, it's a new week because it's still Monday. It's a new week. It's a new, about to be a new moon soon. It's a new opportunity to everybody. Just want to send my greetings to everybody right now right here. And all I can say is that that's a new, really encourage you guys, because the reason I talk to y'all, right, or talk to people, I say this, right, as I'm looking at the mirror, like I'm talking to myself, man, like it is not easy, but you gotta keep pushing. And I said it to, like I said to myself, like currently for me it's not easy, but like I'm just saying, I gotta keep pushing. I just use that as if, okay, so whoever is going through a such situation in their life, like just know that it's not easy, but things are gonna get better. Things are gonna get better, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way I try to see life right now is that every problem, every struggle I go through is like a, it's like, yo, how can I say? I don't see it as a problem, I see it as a, like, okay, like, I won't say Tesla. I don't see it as a, like, you know, you take immunization, they give you a weakened version of the virus and then you have to fight. That's how I feel like, okay, whatever problem I'm facing right now, it's for me to get stronger, right? Because I am going to overcome it. I won't give up on it. I have so many problems, like, really pending on me right now in my head, but I just think, like, okay, you know what? I'm ready for them. Let them come. Because I know I'm going to come on the other side of these problems. And that's the same for y'all, too. Whatever you're facing in your life right now, whatever struggle you go through in your life, you know what you're going through. Just know that you're going to come to the other side. You know? The problem is there to make you stronger. And guess when you actually, when you finally overcome them problems right there, you are going to be stronger. And you are going to be better. And you are going to be like, damn, I'm going to start looking back. And then one piece, some people, like, so listen, this is the beauty in it, right? Because in my, like, throughout the years, I don't go through too many problems right now. Too many problems. So now when somebody come with me about a similar problem, I see myself as nothing. So now I can actually give them, tell them or advise them a solution. Those problems. So whatever you go through, but sometimes me, I feel, oh damn, I can't catch my break, man. It's one onto another. That's how I feel. That's how I be seeing myself, because it's been too much shit going on with me, man. It's been too much shit every day, one thing to another shit, bro. So, but now I'm like, damn, some of the shit that don't happen in the past, now I see people that I know or I just met going through the same problems. Now I can advise them, like, bro, don't even worry about it. It's going to be better. Look at me now. I'm in the best place I want to be right now. But I went through that problem and I overcame it. So whatever problem you're going through as a person, as a human being, just know that you are going to come on the side of it. And when you do, you're going to be like an example. Or, yeah, example to, like, kind of influence other people, kind of encourage other people to be like, you know what? I went through the same problem, right? And I can. And I made it, so which means you can make it too. No matter how hard is it. So that's the same in the Bible, where God will not give you a body you cannot handle. He wasn't giving nobody kind of handle. Whatever problem you face, whatever issue that's in your head, no matter how big it is, you can handle it. That's why you have it. That's why you, like, and when you actually do handle and then overcome it, you're going to get stronger. You're going to be stronger. So I'm saying to you, man, you're going to be stronger. You're going to be strong. You're going to be more informed about it. And then in the future, somebody else have the same problem, they come to you, you can advise them, tell them, you know what, bro, they don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be good. And that's how it is. Everything's going to be good. So this is another thing I want to tell you people, right? As long as you get, I think I say this all the time, so as long as you get, breathe in and breathe out, you're winning. You're already winning. There's infinite possibilities of life. As long as you're alive, as long as you're breathing, as long as you're here. You can be here today, tomorrow, in the split second, can be somewhere better, greater, a place you can't even fathom. So that's what you're just going to keep. You should never give up, though. Whatever you want to do, believe in it, keep doing it. Just make sure you're making a contribution to this world, because each of us have a contribution, like something to add to this world. So make sure you're adding it. Yeah, like, yeah, and you're valued, and we need you. The world needs you, so keep, like, worth it. And, like, you're very much important and essential. And the world's, like, overall accomplishment, we need you. So, no matter what you're going through in this life, find a way to not give up, find a way to keep pushing regardless, find a way to cope, find a way to see the best in it, find a way to see your goal, to see you winning, because you are winning. For the fact that you're listening to me and you hear my voice, you're already winning. For the fact that you are alive, the fact that you can see, for the fact that you can talk, for the fact that you can walk, for the fact that you can breathe, you're already winning. You already overcome that problem that you're facing in your life. You already overcame that problem, no matter how big it is. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, most times, look at what you are eating. Like, and that's as I say, well, I always say, talk as if I'm talking to myself, because it's something that I struggle to, something that I face. I always see the negative in life. I try to, I try to be like, okay, since, like, am I that bad? Like, what are the good things I've done? What are the good things that's around me? If you try to focus on that, you can actually see the beauty in life. It's all in your perception. It's all in your head. It's all in your head. That's the thing. It's all in your head. Everything's all in your head. If you actually change your perception of life, of things, no matter how bad they are, try to see the good in it. That's it. Try to see the beauty or the goodness in everything, every bad situation. That's nothing bad. No matter how bad it is, it's to test you. It's to make you strong. Not only test you, but make you stronger. So as I'm saying all this, I just want to come to the conclusion that, and it's Monday, and I just want to talk to people that's inspired, no matter what your dreams are, no matter what so dreams and problems, so like, kind of go together. You might have dreams, but sometimes it's always something to try to push you down, or like kind of draw you down so you can do go for those dreams. I don't know, those are all tests. It all tests to see how bad you want it. Like, are you gonna keep pushing? Are you gonna give up? So one thing I want to also highlight is that, right? Don't only see yourself now. So if you have a goal, that's something you're working on. Sometimes people give up on their goals because they only look at now. Not looking at 2, 3, 4, 5 years, even 10 years from now. Most of the successful people that we see today, we only see the end part, the end product. We don't see where they start. Or they don't even talk about where they start. They only show where they beginning. No, they only show us where they are winning now. But all them people start from somewhere. It wasn't just born and they started hustling, they started winning. No. They're winning now, and then they're showing they're winning like that. They're all their children, like, they went through struggles. So they struggled for something, then now they're winning, and all they're showing is the good parts. But that's not true. Well, it is true in the sense that, but I'm saying that, okay, they also struggle. So if you struggle right now, it's part of the process. It's the beauty in it. Yeah, you have to struggle. You struggling is going to make you, when you actually do have it, actually achieve that goal, it's just to make you enjoy that goal. You're going to enjoy that benefit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's gonna actually like, damn, I actually did it. If it was just easy, then everybody would have it, and everybody, then you'd be like, it actually be worth it. But the struggle, the length, the time, the weight of the struggle makes it even better when you actually achieve that goal. And then that comes where we give up. That comes to me too. I give up so easy, right? When it's time to actually, like, you know what? I ain't going to give up. I'm going to keep pushing. Even with this my podcast stuff, right? I'm thinking, like, this is something like, I'm just thinking, this is something we, like, I have an initiative of since 2020, right? With a couple of friends of mine. We did one, like, one Zoom call, but we stopped. Now, then I'm just thinking, imagine who actually pushed it and continue, like, keep doing it. Because podcasting actually blew up within the past 2 years. Yeah. So much I actually like push, but then I gave up on it. And I'm always restarting now. But I'm like, you know what? Even if I don't have nobody to listen to, even if it's not going to be good, I'm going to still keep doing it because I love it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still doing it. And I feel like, okay, so this is how I'm encouraging myself. Okay, this is the beginning part, right? You might not hear me right now, but in the next 1, 2, I might grow up. I might actually increase. I might actually be better, you know what I'm saying? As I'm saying, like, all those other people that blew already, they didn't just blow when they started. They started from somewhere, you know what I'm saying? No matter what kind of industry they're in or what kind of industry it is, you have to start from somewhere. You have to start from zero. Sometimes you have to start from zero. Maybe sometimes you don't, because you've already established a little bit with the people around you. But sometimes you have to start. And it's not, don't worry with that. It's all resilience. When everything seems to be down, everything seems to not go your way, are you going to give up or are you going to continue? Do you believe in that goal? Do you believe in yourself? That's the thing. Sometimes, you know what? I have nobody to work, but like, do I believe that this is going to get better? If that's a serious thing, keep going. Might be alone. You have nobody to talk to, nobody to turn to, nobody to advise, nobody to support you. If you believe that, oh yeah, in the future, you know, yeah, this is something, this is worth something, then keep going. Don't give up on it. Don't. You don't matter the industry you find yourself in. No, don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on whatever you do. Just keep doing it. There's so many examples. There's so many, like, literally examples in our face that we can actually, like, give, right? Just don't give up. Just keep going. Your time will come. Your day will come. None of these people are made on a day. All the people that's, like, most successful, most, like, up there. You didn't just become big in a day, in a single day. You have to keep working your crafts until you make it. And I believe in you. And all you gotta do is believe in yourself and know, yeah, you can do it. Then go ahead and do it. But yeah, I don't wanna go in too deep. I feel like I talked too much already. But yeah, this is just a Monday, and I just wanna do it. I just wanna get back in touch with you guys. I'm gonna come back tomorrow, son. I'm Tuesday. Tomorrow, I'm off tomorrow, so I'm definitely gonna come back and probably have my official episode. Maybe just to, this is just an episode just to talk and just try to see how everybody's doing, because it's 2 weeks. I'm supposed to be on here. That's interesting. So, an episode's coming up though. Miami episode might come up. I'm not sure if it's gonna be appropriate. But Miami is going to come up. I'm going to call my people. Maybe we're going to have to talk about what happened in Miami. Let's say what happened in Miami stays in Miami. We'll see about that, though. We'll see about that. Because this was, like, really fun. So, that's going to come up. And some other stuff going to come up. And as I said, right? One of my biggest struggles is having a niche or having, like, topic. Because I'm absolutely. That's another thing, too. When you have too many things in your head, it's hard to focus on. But if you have one focus or focus on one thing, you can actually establish and grow. So always try to focus on one thing. But right now I'm really struggling on where to put my focus on. Like, as a niche or a topic to talk about. Now I'm gonna just come up here and talk about anything. That's what I'm gonna do. But that's bad though, yeah. Cause I won't be known for anything. I wanna be known for something though. I'll figure it out. It's my next 2-3 episodes, I'll figure it out. But yeah, man, it's nice thing to you people, man. Just try to be, stay up, keep your head up, keep your chin up. Always know that you're better. And don't compare yourself to nobody. And also know that you're very important, very significant in this world. You're all you're needed. And the world can't really go around without you, so you have to play your part. And keep playing your part. Keep being
who you are. Be your best. Only impress yourself. Don't try to impress nobody. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I gotta
say today. And it's Monday morning. I sound too down, man. I don't sound too down, but it's late night already, so I don't have too much energy to.
Well, I would like to. I would have loved to. But tomorrow, Tuesday, official episode, man. We outside. We're gonna be here. We'll be talking. Uplifting y'all. We're gonna be up, man. We're gonna be up. That's what I gotta say. And I have so many things I wanna talk about too, but I don't think I have the time or the. I really don't have the time too, so. And I feel like I have to really cut down my message and my talking, so. But yeah, it's not into you guys, man. Stay up, stay blessed, you know what I'm saying? Be happy. And chase that goal, man. Make sure you get it. You make it happen. Don't give up on it. As long as you see it, you believe it, you can make it happen. And I trust you and I believe in you. I know that you're very significant. That's what I gotta stay with you for the night. Good night.